The rope machine. This machine gave spectacle arms a rope effect and dates from the mid-20th century. It is a long device attached to a cast iron chassis. The spool on the left supplies the machine with the core of the arm in the form of a steel wire. Around this core, the machine winds four bronze wires from reels fixed to a plate which rotates around the core. The resulting wire rope is then wound onto the spool at the right-hand end of the machine. The electric motor powers a series of shafts, pulleys, and belts, which are at the back of the machine. These belts and pulleys are used to adjust the speed of the various parts of the machine. The spools holding the bronze wires turn very quickly, faster than the one for the steel core. The spool which receives the finished rope turns the slowest. The speeds of the various parts of the machine must be perfectly synchronized if it is to produce a top-quality rope. Once the bronze wire spools are empty, the steel wire spool is removed and replaced by the spool of finished rope. This then becomes the core for the next operation, which consists of winding on four nickel-silver wires. The second winding is done in the opposite direction to the first, to create the opposing forces within the rope to ensure it remains perfectly stable. To improve the elastic qualities of the wire rope, some spectacle makers remove the initial steel wire core, leaving the arm hollow. Regardless of whether the core is drawn out or not, the arm resulting from the process is straight. The arms are then finished off by hand to give them a graceful curve. Clément Gouverneur, who opened his factory in Moray in 1878, was probably the first industrialist to make a winding machine of this kind, which he nicknamed Les Demoiselles, and production began in the early 20th century. Rope effect arms were fitted to children's frames in the 1960s and to some models of the Ray-Ban brand. As late as the 1980s, the company Raoul Giraud in Foncine-le-Bas was producing between 60,000 and 100,000 wound arms a month. Wound arms were also a feature of mountaineering sunglasses made by the Joulbeau Company, based in Longchamp, until production ceased in the early years of this century.